Despite a constitutional ruling that paved the way for President Emmerson Mnangagwa's inauguration Sunday, after dismissing the MDC Alliance election outcome challenge as lacking evidence to substantiate claims of vote rigging, the opposition party's leader, Nelson Chamisa, said the bigger issue of legitimacy still hangs in the balance.
The issues of legitimacy are not resolved in the court. Legitimacy comes from the people. The will of the people is fundamental and final. And the people have decided, the people have spoken, the people have voted. Their voice must be protected. It would be of no use for people to go and vote if their vote does not count.
Having failed to get a favorable ruling from the Constitutional Court in Zimbabwe, whose ruling is final, Chamisa, who did not attend Sunday's inauguration, is now looking outside Zimbabwe to help shed light on what he insists was a stolen election. His party, which has been engaging diplomats of various Western and regional countries, plans to take its case to the African Commission on Human and People's Rights in the Gambia, though he knows it will have no bearing on Mnangagwa's presidency.
Yes, that route is crossed, but we have other remedies available for purposes of testing the correctness of the decision, for purposes of laying to bed and on the table the evidentiary basis upon which we're seeking the relief we're seeking the Constitutional Court. Number three, we must also exploit and explore our remedies that are available on the continent, because we need, you know, African solutions to African problems. If there's a disputed election, it's an African question which must have an African answer.
President Mnangagwa has called out to Chamisa directly to join him in his call for peace, but Chamisa said outside Twitter and in public speeches, Mnangagwa has not officially reached out to him.
There hasn't been any approach, there hasn't been any indication of that kind of invitation.
Chamisa contends that previous efforts to engage Mnangagwa in dialogue prior to the elections have not succeeded in getting them to meet.
We wrote to Mr. Mnangagwa on a party-to-party basis, but also in his capacity as a government leader, then before elections, because we addressed certain issues. Those issues have not been addressed. The letter has not been responded to. We would expect a reply from him. Then we can start to talk about how to go forward. Because if he doesn't do that, we will continue to insist on our position that we want this election.
However, some members of the ruling ZANU-PF party say there is no basis for Mnangagwa to meet with Chamisa, particularly following the Constitutional Court ruling, which was aired live on TV and Facebook and gave Mnangagwa the mandate to lead. The party secretary for legal affairs, Paul Mangwana, said Chamisa has no leverage to make any demands.
Nelson Chamisa is clearly aware that he lost the elections with a very good margin of almost 300,000 votes. So he has no basis for wasting everybody's time. Instead of allowing President Mnangagwa to focus on governing the country and bringing economic recovery to the people of Zimbabwe.
Former United States Ambassador to Zimbabwe, Charles Ray, said it will work to Chamisa's advantage to accept this loss of this election and to look to the next election in 2023.
I think it's incumbent upon the opposition to at least honor the court's decision not to stop working to improve conditions in Zimbabwe, but to look for ways to pull the country together and to look forward to improving people's lives there and look at the next election.
Chamisa says he and his party only want the best for Zimbabweans who for years have been living under a shattered economy and isolation from the international community, and will keep up the pressure on Mnangagwa to do what he says he would have been able to do in a short time.
People are suffering. You know, people have no jobs. Industries are closing. We have problems with the current. I see the bond note is wild on the market. We need to be resolving those issues. Business has to be back in the fold. Now it's not happening because we have political issues that are supposed to be sorted out.
Reporting for VOA Zimbabwe Service, I am Blessing Zulu in Washington.